This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos, Hotman, Crowder, and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now I rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest Dolphin, to rock up 52. So line the one best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Grinch, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
welcome to the show. That is our guy, Georgie. I don't say it enough, but Georgie. Georgie Music on social media. J-O-R-G Music. M-U-Z-I-K on social media. He does our theme song. I notice it says in there, you know, bringing it strong for football season, something along those lines. I don't know if he's got anything planned when it's no longer football season. Maybe he's going to be in the lab. But when Georgie puts it out, we'll put it on the air. That's how we start the show.
Huge South Florida sports fan, by the way.
Oh, my God.
He reps,
lives,
everything.
And dies, yeah. South Florida sports. So we love our guy, Georgie. We love our theme song that starts the program. Crowder will be joining us momentarily, although he said that yesterday and he never showed up. So I say that with a grain of salt. He told us yesterday that, because he was in Orlando. I don't know if you saw any of the clips on Ryan Clark's Instagram.
No. It's
Crowder yelling at a silverback gorilla, you know, how he's going to assemble 100 guys to take the gorilla down.
Still doing that, huh?
Yeah, he's still on that bit. So anyway, Crowder told us yesterday, because I knew they were at Disney doing stuff for the Pivot, that, hey, I'll be there about an hour late. He would do the show from Orlando, and then he just never showed up. We haven't had a good show, but he just never showed up. And then today he said OTW, which I can't imagine he texted. Would he write OTW?
Man.
Maybe. I mean, I wouldn't even use that. You wouldn't use that.
I use OMW on my way. OTW?
On the way.
On the way? No, I wouldn't use that.
Well, he says he's on the way. He showed us a picture of traffic, but I don't know if he'll actually be here or not. But I'm assuming that he is.
Could be AI.
This one seems to be. Could be Allen Iverson. You're right. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was Allen Iverson
Good
that texted us.
True.
Yeah. Jimmy's having a rough day today, man. I'll get into that later. Doesn't look great for the Miami Hurricanes after last night's college football rankings show. There are still some possibilities. We're going to talk about it today. Zach Gelb is going to join us today. Alex Dono from Locked On Canes, he's going to join us today. I don't know if you saw Adam Lichtenstein. He covers the Hurricanes for the Sun Sentinel. He tweeted, the penultimate college football playoff rankings are out. The Hurricanes are number 12. And their playoff hopes are on life support. And I thought that was a perfect tweet. Their playoff hopes are on life support. You had, I thought, maybe a little momentum. I saw the college football playoff guy, whatever, he left room that there could still be jockeying, although I don't know why you would jockey Notre Dame or Miami when they're both not playing. Whatever. I'll watch and see what happens, but I'm kind of in the in agreement with Adam Lichtenstein there. Their playoff hopes are on life support. So we'll monitor it. We'll see what Alex Dono has to say.
I don't feel good about it at all, by the way. I'm really bummed. I was driving home yesterday from Amerant Bank Arena, and I was bummed because I kind of allowed you to talk me into this momentum shift, and then Marco Rubio sitting next to Trump, and they're talking about it. I'm like, huh. You know, if
seems to be a groundswell of support.
You got literally in the Oval Office, they're talking about University of Miami. Maybe that'll do the trick. And I knew it coming in. Like, it's whatever, man.
Well, it's on life support. Yeah. We'll talk about it today, and we'll find out for sure after the conference championship games on Saturday, and then they have the final whatevers on Sunday.
You don't seem as mad as I thought you were going
to
be.
Well, I've been mad the last couple of days. I'm kind of resigned to it at this point. Now it seems to be kind of done. Like, I had been angry, but holding out hope and whatever, and then after last night, it's kind of like, well, it seems like the writing on the wall is there. I don't give much hope for all of a sudden a committee member saying, this week, I'm going to put Miami ahead of Notre Dame. So that was my hope for yesterday, that, you know, more intelligent decision making from the committee would come to bear. Doesn't seem to have been that way. So now you're relying on some conference championship upsets and see what happens. But I don't know why someone would have Notre Dame ahead of Miami yesterday and then neither team plays. And then next Sunday,
swap them.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
I see people saying that's the best path forward. BYU gets blown out, just completely blown out, and then now they swap Miami and Notre Dame. But they haven't done it for the past 5 weeks. So
why would you do it now?
I can't wrap my head around it, Hawk. This is supposed to be this process. You got rid of the computers and the stats and all that. This is supposed to be a room of 12 people, 12 level-headed, rational, football-knowing people who sit down, share ideas, and come up with the best 12 teams in the country. How is it possible, and I understand we're biased with Miami, I get it. How is it possible there isn't anybody in that room saying, guys, we are literally turning a blind eye to the thing that matters most, the product on the field head-to-head.
I see backstage Crowder has connected in his car. He's holding the microphone up while he's driving. This is such a disaster. Can you bring him up? Can you hear us,
Hello?
Crowder?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yay! Everybody okay?
Are you okay?
I can't hear y'all. Y'all can hear me?
I'd prefer that you don't do this because you're driving and you're holding a microphone.
I'm on the Sawgrass.
Yeah, I would prefer. My preference would
be. Y'all were talking bad about y'all were talking bad about me. So I said, you know what? Let me see if the Chevy Link works. And the Chevy Link works.
Actually, it opens up a whole new arena for us when we do our drive-through radio. Like, we see that it sounds good and looks good. But I'm not comfortable with him driving on the Sawgrass while doing the radio show, while holding a microphone in one hand.
I understand why, but this only leads to a really viral video one way or another. So I mean, Crowder, I hope you're safe throughout this entire process. But either way, this is going to be phenomenal.
No, why don't you talk about level heads prevailing like in the College Football Playoff Committee? Why don't you disconnect, drive safely to your home or the studio, wherever, whichever way you're headed, and then do the show, you know, from the safety of a stationary room?
Oh, whoa.
Or, Crowder, you've got Delaware here. Go ahead.
Just honk your horn. We want to hear you honk your horn.
These big trucks.
Let's hear you honk your horn. Come on. Yeah.
Y'all got it?
Anybody who's watching the video stream, the live video stream, is just delighted. He's holding up this giant snowball microphone. He's got his headphones in. Look absurd.
Yeah, it's a nice ride. It's a beautiful day.
Where are you?
Yeah, I went on the I am on the Sawgrass, actually. I left Orlando at 11, thinking, okay, 11, 12, you know, 2 o'clock I'd be back. And I got caught in traffic, but they made us go on the safari at Animal Kingdom this morning.
Yeah, I saw a video on Ryan Clark's Instagram. You were trash-talking the gorilla, but Ryan and Fred were very adamant you were not going to assemble a crew that was going to be able to beat that gorilla, not even the little one.
Because they're pudding, that's why. That gorilla didn't look so tough in person. He was scary, eating beans. I don't know, man. They're not as aggressive as y'all think.
All right. Well, jump into the pen, and that would be the second most dangerous thing you do today. I do not feel comfortable being party to this. I know what's happened with you before, abandoning vehicles on the side of the road. How about you? You concentrate on driving. And what'd you say?
18 minutes. All That's right. What the little man says to me.
Perfect. You concentrate on driving. 18 minutes. That would be, 2:30? Time to go to the dentist? 2:30?
Yes, sir.
All right. We will speak with you at 2:30. Yeah, disconnect and eyes on the road, hands at 10 and 1. I saw a disaster coming a mile away and just didn't want to be party to that.
I can't believe he figured out how to do that.
Shocking.
Whatever,
because he would have had to put the headphones into the phone.
No. That wasn't his phone, Hawk.
You think that was his computer?
He just said he's on Chevy Wi-Fi. His truck has Wi-Fi. The fact that, A, he knew that.
But I think he hit the link off his phone.
No, he can't plug his microphone into his phone. He was on Wi-Fi in his truck, connected his laptop, put his headphones in, connected his mic, and signed in from Wi-Fi on his truck.
I mean, you think you know a guy, and
Crazy.
He does that. That was shocking. Do you know, I was recording an episode of the podcast with Stu Gatz today, and Taylor, our producer there, had to have a switch from Zoom to StreamYard. And so we get to StreamYard. Stu Gatz, he starts talking, and I can tell the microphone's not connected. And so I go, oh, your microphone's not connected. We weren't recording. And he immediately went to the drop-down. I could see. And he's like, oh, can you hear me now? I go, yeah. I go, this is amazing because you think you know someone.
Right.
I mean, Stu Gatz could be in that pen with the silverbacks. Like, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, you think you know someone. And then he goes, I can't hear you guys. So I start going, hey, you see the settings, the gear? You're going to click on the gear. And then Taylor says to me, he can't hear you. Like, he literally can't hear you. And I see him, doot, doot, doot. He goes, okay, got you guys now. I go, who are you?
Wow.
That's not the guy that I knew 15 years ago. Who are you?
You would have had to have driven to his house.
100%.
To help him do it.
100%. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Panthers, we were there yesterday. They got blown out last night. And admittedly, that wasn't close to the team that they've put together. So I give it a little leeway, but still embarrassing to lose like that at home. Third home loss in a row. They've got sole possession of last place in the Atlantic Division. So it will get dicey there in a minute. Today is National Green Bean Casserole Day.
Mm.
a very important day, in my opinion. I'm going to be enjoying green bean casserole starting next Thanksgiving again forevermore. Right. So I'm pretty excited about that.
You only have to wait 365 days, Hawk.
We have on today's program, Jimmy doesn't know who's joining us today, but we have Zach Gelb and
what?
Coach Jim Larrañaga.
They are?
And Alex Dono from Locked On Canes. So we have a loaded potato for you. So let's get, and Crowder will be at his little studio setup in about 14 minutes from now. So everything's moving smoothly. Let's get headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
I saw earlier today that Mike McDaniel was asked about trying to overcome short yardage situations and pick up short yardage situations. Here's the quote. I'm just reading it right now. We've had two games in a row with failed fourth down attempts, and those were in critical situations. The failures are real. We had success earlier in the season. We have to be better. All things are on the table. What's on the table, though?
No, just give it to Achan. Why are there things on the table? Take Jalen Wright and Ollie Gordon off the table. Off the table. Start taking things off the table. Don't put more things on the table. Give the ball to Devon Achane. He's the offense. He's the only one who can make things happen. Coach, have you noticed fourth and long, he will get the ball in the end zone. Now you're talking fourth and short. Take everything off the table but Devon Achane.
His table's too big. He's got like one of these massive dining room tables. He needs like a fold-out table, and the only thing there that fits is Ollie Gordon.
No, not Ollie Gordon.
I mean Devon Achane.
Devon Achane, and it's a card table, like the one that your dad eats at during the
right.
Tour de France, the fold-out table.
The fold-out table.
That only fits your dad's drink and a pastelito. That's it. That's the table.
And a carton of cigarettes.
Everything's on the table. What could possibly be on the table? He's watching Devon Achane do incredible things every time he touches the football. What could possibly be on the table?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Miami Dolphins, speaking of McDaniel, they're going to play Sunday in New York. People keep talking about the weather, Hawk. I'm not concerned because just give it a HN. I mean, what else are you doing?
Like just give Crowder it used to say, give the ball to HN.
The Panthers, as you mentioned, no bueno last night. I'm concerned with the Panthers. Not because they're not a great team, but they're just banged up.
Well, they're just not the team
right.
They assembled.
It's a different team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Canes Hoops beat Ole Miss last night. Shout out to them.
Yeah, how about that?
The Miami Heat play in Dallas tonight. It's an 8:30 p.m. game.
AD,
I think, is going to play.
Okay.
And he looked really good the other night. You saw they beat Denver.
I did not see that.
Yeah. I mean, that was a big victory.
That was like a big AD and big Cooper Flag game,
mm-hmm.
or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. If I quizzed you, because it's the 20-year anniversary, we don't have to do it now, but if I quizzed you on the 2006 Miami Heat championship team, do you think you'd be able to kind of like remember any of that?
No.
Any of that run at all, other than Dwayne Wade heroics?
No.
All right, we'll do it later.
I don't even know who they beat.
The Chargers think Justin Herbert is going to play on Monday.
Who did they beat?
They're playing the Mavericks tonight, Hawk.
Right. But I thought they lost to the Mavericks.
In 2011. That was the first LeBron year.
Gotcha. So they beat the Mavericks in 06?
I mean, you haven't seen all these quotes from Mark Cuban 20 years later still crying because he thinks the referees cheated them out of the title?
So that was – I didn't realize that when I was betting the 11 championships, that was a payback series for the Mavericks. I wish I would have known that then.
Revenge series.
Huh.
Were you here in 2006?
Yeah, I was in the parade. I was.
I know. That's crazy. All right. Chargers are
who
still,
are you? You don't look anything like Crowder.
Hawk's going to send it to commercial break later, and we'll be right back on 790 The Ticket. Dan interviews Charles Barkley next.
It all gets very confusing. I did one show today with Stu Gatz. Now I'm doing a show with you. I don't know what's going on.
Crowder's
anymore.
In a car.
Neither do I.
Did that really happen? Crowder really? Was that really? That wasn't in my head? Crowder right. really connected from his car?
Allen Iverson.
Huh.
Chargers think Justin Herbert's going to play Monday. They play the Eagles. This dude had surgery Monday. So this past Monday, they play Monday Night Football. Trey Lance is the backup. I don't know how he's going to play a week after surgery, but that's the update there. And USF isn't poaching my guy Willie Simmons because today a Dolphins legend has been signed. He was the offensive coordinator at Ohio State. Brian Hartline is the new head coach.
It's a good hire. That's a good hire.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it? Or because I texted Appel, are you happy about this? And he sent me this long paragraph about how he's such a great hire and you know, he was in the running for top jobs. And I told him, well, if he was in the running for top jobs, he didn't get those top jobs. So I don't know really how great of a hire he is. But is it just because it's Brian Hartline and for us down here?
There's certainly a Florida connection, and they are the University of South Florida.
Right.
But there is a Florida connection. But he has shown his chops in the coaching ranks, like he has. It's not I don't think it's a wild swing.
The big news this morning, or for those of you who were up really late last night, the Clippers told Chris Paul to go home and sat his ass down.
Crazy. This is so crazy.
This is like the Miami Heat sending Dwayne
Wade on his return. Yes, it is.
Well, I mean, Dwayne Wade won an NBA title for the Miami Heat by himself.
But many people are pointing out, I think it was Chris B. Haynes that I saw, that Chris Paul was going to be the first Clipper retired ever. The first Clipper number player ever retired by that organization, and to just summarily say, I know it's your farewell season, go home.
They could have framed this a little bit better, right? Like, hey, we're going to do him a solid, actually. We're going to let him go find another team, which I'm sure they'll do, but this was, hey,
it shows you how much he was disliked there. I had read something from Shams that said essentially he wasn't even talking
To Ty Lue.
Not even talking for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
It doesn't help when you're averaging under 3 points a game.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously it's a lot easier to do when the team stinks and he stinks. So
they've lost 14 of 16.
Yeah, it's brutal. And so, you know, if you're trying to go, hey, we do have talent here with Kawhi. I was thinking, you know, I'm not putting Jim Larrañaga on the spot today when he joins us. Yeah. His son is a coach. I am not going to have Jim Larrañaga become a story and have him comment on the Chris Paul situation. But it is interesting, right? Like, it's interesting if you look at the roster, any roster with Kawhi. Look at the old Toronto roster, any roster with Kawhi. If you look at it and you go, you know what? We are not what our record shows. And there's a guy here who is bringing everything down. He's surly. He doesn't really seem to want to be here. He doesn't get along with anybody. Well, he's a legend, though. I don't care. I've got this season to worry about. And so it's like, yeah, hit the bricks.
Yeah, but to me also, there's a bit of a scapegoat thing going on here. They made, clearly, because the president released a statement, we're not blaming him for our underperformance. And that's fine. You can say that. But you've got an owner who's being investigated and accused of literally circumventing the salary cap. You've got a player who accepted almost $50 million, allegedly, of money he didn't earn legally. And you've got a team that's the oldest roster in the NBA, a coach that has ties to a federal investigation of a legal gambling ring with the mob. And then they're like, hey, you know what's really going on here? Chris Paul stinks.
Well, no, but I think what they're saying is, hey, there's a lot of stuff to clean up, but why should we have someone around who's making it miserable on everyone and adding nothing to this team? I mean, is that the knock on him forever? He's a surly, unlikable guy?
No, nobody likes Chris Paul. Yeah. Nobody likes him. Anyways, your weather. Sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com. It is in the 80s today, or right now. Tonight, it'll be in the 70s, and it is partly cloudy. That is accurate, according to my weather app.
All right. Did you say the sponsor?
I did.
So, Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment. It looks like Crowder will probably be signed on as well, as long as she'll be 5 minutes away, based on his last GPS when he told us 18 minutes. I was going to go during this commercial break to get a Coke Zero out of the vending machine. There's none left, of course. It doesn't make any sense. They fill up the vending machine, two rows of Coke Zero. You come back at the end of the time, whenever it's supposed to for them to refill it again, guess what's gone? Two rows of Coke Zero. Guess what's still there? 14 bottles of knee-high grape. Hey, do the math, vending jackasses.
And guess what? That vending machine's not getting restocked until February. So good luck, Hawk. I promise.
That is very true. And
that better not be the case.
That is 100% true.
How is that possible that it's not being restocked till February?
I mean, you spent 2 months in the studio now, and it took 2 months for the vending machine to be restocked. Do the math here. And by the way, Hawk, you're upset. Who you should really be upset with is the guy sitting across the glass over there, because this building's pretty much empty all day.
He could have bought the last Coke Zero, put it in the fridge for me.
I did not. Remember, I sent the pictures of the Coke Zero just
I know,
to show you.
But Solana's saying you could have bought it, put it in the back of the fridge, put my name on it.
Well, that's true. I could have done
no,
that.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, Jimmy loves Coke Zero, and he's the only person who puts money in that vending machine.
You drank it?
No, I did
not. You drank my last Coke Zero?
No, I did not.
You drank? I am going to pour knee-high grape down your pants.
I did not buy it.
All right. Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch for the holiday season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Zach Gelb can be heard nationally every afternoon on the Infinity Sports Network. He comes to us from the WFAN studios in New York City, which will once again be the home of Craig Carton. But that's a story for another day. You're aware of that, Solana? Do you know who Craig Carton is?
I have no idea who Craig Carton is.
Isn't that amazing, Gelb? Like one of the most legendary sports radio figures.
Oh, Dios míos.
Like, yeah, pretty crazy that he has no idea who Craig Carton is.
I grew up listening to Radio Caracol on my way to...
But Craig Carton's a current radio host, and he just got hired away by FAN to do Fox Sports. That lasted, what, maybe a year and a half or so?
I think 3 years almost. Yeah.
I know Mark Hochman.
Well, that's a great start. That's a great start. You're familiar
with... Well, Hawk, if I may say so myself, it seems like you need help in the co-hosting department because Crowder's driving around and who God knows what Solana's doing. So
you're hired. Say no more. Say no more. You're hired.
I'll come to the studio.
Do the Hurricanes, Gelby, belong in the college football playoffs? And I'm asking your opinion. Do they belong? And then the second part is obviously... are they going to end up getting hosed?
So I've actually had a change of opinion on this in terms of what I think the college football playoff committee will do. Mm. So for the longest time, I said if Notre Dame is two losses or fewer, they're going to get in because that was kind of the unwritten rule with this college football playoff committee. But I'm watching the rankings go down last night. And when I see them put Alabama in front of Notre Dame, which is something I was monitored before, I thought that was the right decision. And also it tells me Alabama is in. Unless if they get like don't get blown out in the SEC championship game. As long as that's respectable, Alabama's going to be in. And then they have the rankings come on out, and you still have Notre Dame in front of Miami. But the way the committee kind of explained this was the debate for the last 2 weeks was Notre Dame up against Alabama. They haven't had the Notre Dame-Miami debate. So if and only if BYU loses to Texas Tech in the Big 12 championship game, then the committee's going to need to have the Miami-Notre Dame debate. And in a stunning turn of events, even though this has been all backwards and there's been no logic here and it's hypocritical for one team compared to the other, I think the committee's actually going to do the little switcheroo and say, hey, Miami played Notre Dame, Miami beat Notre Dame, and the Canes would be in the playoffs.
That would be a shocking twist to me because I understand what you're saying, though. If it ends up where, because right now they're not allowed to compare the two teams. But if it ends up where they're actually allowed to say, hey, it's either or, and it happens to be Miami or Notre Dame in the either or, I don't know who's on the committee. I'd be hard pressed to figure out a way to contort myself into a pretzel to say that Notre Dame is a better team than Miami when Miami beat them that season. That would
And they put a graphic up on the screen last night. It was comparing Alabama, Notre Dame, and Miami. And it was like strength of schedule, record against the top 25, like all the numbers they put up, they were pretty much even. Like maybe a point or two higher in Notre Dame's direction, a point or two higher in Miami's direction, depending on what the criteria, what the metric was. Well, if it's that close and you had Miami go up against Notre Dame, and, you know, let's be real, Notre Dame was a bunch of student odds that night. They barely gave the ball to Jeremiah Love. Then they should take the result on the field and put Miami in over Notre
Over
Dame.
Anything. Look at that. Al Unser Jr. has joined us on the video stream. He's back.
By the way, Crowder, I have a present for you. Since What's you're that? The big Jew on this show, a happy Hanukkah to you.
Oh, look at that.
Here's a menorah.
Very excited.
It's the only thing Crowder's lighting up these days, I think.
Oh, man. I have a fire menorah for the night, I'm telling you.
When's when's Hanukkah start, Gelby? The 14th, I think? Is it the night of the 14th?
Do you think I know?
What a fraud.
When is it?
I think it's the 15th, I think.
First day. First day is the 15th. The first night is the 14th. The first night, Come of course. On, everybody
By the way, I heard from a buddy of mine who I've not probably talked to since college who lives in Miami, and he said, I was listening to the show last week, and I heard your take on lasagna over turkey, and he absolutely loved it. So,
well, how about
Zach Gelb appearance here. Big for WQAM.
I have
huge, enormous.
I've changed. I've changed my opinion.
Enormous.
After swearing off turkey for Thanksgiving the last 2 years, I have declared I am now back to a traditional Thanksgiving, starting next Thanksgiving, turkey. Today happens to be National Green Bean Casserole Day, and I can't wait to have it again next November.
You know what, Hawk? As disappointed as you were with Crowder for trying to do the show while driving, that's how disappointed I am with you right now.
Really?
Disgraceful.
Because I
thought you were coming over to
it
our
was
side.
Aronde Gadsden,
Aronde, you're a coward.
Aronde Gadsden talked me into it.
Oh,
there's
screw
no
him.
There's no fun leftovers if you don't have turkey and all the fixins. Like you
that's
sit
him.
Down to watch sit down to watch the Black Friday game. Well, I had rigatoni on the day of Thanksgiving because we were at a restaurant.
Yourself.
Yeah, it was delicious. But then all of a sudden I'm watching the Bears-Eagles game. Well, what am I going to have, some cold rigatoni? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Ever heard of a microwave?
No. I'm in a hotel. What do you want?
Come on. You bare minimum, you're staying in a Doubletree where they have the microwave.
They did have a microwave in the room. They did have a microwave in the room. But who wants microwave rigatoni when I could have a cold turkey sandwich with mayo and cheese on a Hawaiian roll?
Yeah. Yeah, did you need about like 10 glasses of water to get that dry sandwich down your throat?
I wish I did.
You disgust me. You know what? I am finally vindicated for doing the Fugazi New York City water dog because, you know, as much crap as I got for that and I lied, you lied to me, Hawk. You know, you lied to
me.
No,
I tried.
You're never going back to Turkey.
I tried. I saw the error in my ways. I tried.
You set us up for 3 years to get on your side, and then you run the other way?
Yeah. Because
you know what?
Follow me
Solana
back.
Solana may have
follow
better
me back,
food
everybody.
Opinions
everybody,
than
follow
Solana
me back.
Solana and Joe Stonecrab now may be better than Hawk on Thanksgiving.
Follow me back. Hey, let me ask, because I got your take there on the Hurricanes. Let me move into a couple of things I want to hear your opinion on, just because I don't want to run out of time. Lane Kiffin, what is your opinion on everything that transpired? Because he, you know, I understand going for a higher profile job with more money, but what does it do to these kids at Ole Miss or his legacy or his brand, or maybe it builds his brand because we kind of knew who he was? I don't know. What's your take on the whole way that it transpired?
Well, let me just say, as a religious man holding a Christmas tree in my hand, the idea that God told him,
yeah,
you have to go to LSU.
That was rich. That was rich.
That's really a spin job
that
by the Lane
train. That was rich.
Yeah, the big fella was saying, Lane, you must stay. You must go. No, go to LSU. Baton Rouge, Lane. Like, come on, give me a joke. You know, him using God in that one, I laughed at. He thinks he can win a national championship at LSU. Lane centers a Lane Kiffin is a drama whore. He loved all this drama stuff, and he wanted to be the head football coach at his a job that is a top three job, top five job in the sport. That's the bottom line. He was at Ole Miss for all these years. I think he could have won a national championship there this year. I don't crush him for going to LSU, but it was the dog and pony show, and then him trying to be the victim. I thought there was a chance after Saturday, maybe he's going to say, I'm staying, you know, hey, I won the Egg Bowl Friday, Saturday, I'm staying. But once it got into Sunday, it was clear that he's leaving. So, you do that in the SEC, you jump to another ship. It's not like a G5 coach going to a Power 4 school. When you're jumping to another school in conference, I don't fault Ole Miss for saying, yeah, thanks, but no thanks. We don't want you coaching this team.
And in totality though, because everybody's upset and Hawk was bringing up loyalty and pride and, you know, words like that. Does the NCAA have to be fixed? Because, like, I've been thinking about this where the transfer portal, the coaches leaving in and out, the NCAA doesn't care. This is just bringing more attention to their billion-dollar business, right?
The calendar needs to be fixed because we could have – think about it. If Tulane or North Texas wins, like, their coaches are staying, but Sumrall's off to Florida, Morris is going to Oklahoma State – and then you have the other scenario of Ole Miss, who's already hired their new coach. You got like three schools going on right now where this has been an issue for potentially the college football player, for at least two out of the three. And even if James Madison gets in, let's say Duke beats Virginia in the AC championship game, James Madison would go. Chesty's already on his way to UCLA. So you're going to have a lot of coaches coaching that aren't going to be there next year in the college football playoff. The calendar needs to change. And I talked to Dan Lanning last year. And they had a bye. They were off for 30 days after winning the Big Ten championship game. And he said, we got to move everything up in college football. And that was the talk going back to last year, one of the best coaches in the country in Dan Lanning.
Again, I just want to go around the sports world here with you before we run out of time. Chris Paul was told to hit the bricks last night by the Clippers, who are a complete disaster. He's notoriously an unlikable guy. Obviously, they wanted to continue this season without him. Even though it's his farewell season, I wonder how you absorb what happened there.
A little hot take here. Does Chris Paul need a retirement tour? Like, is he LeBron? Channing, you breathe, you're in the NBA Hall of Fame.
Stop. He's a top 10 point guard of all time, Gil.
All right, Marc Gasol, settle down.
Don't get me wrong. Chris Paul is definitely deserving of being a Hall of Famer one day. But a retirement tour?
Yes.
Like, that, a retirement tour, see, this is Solana's problem. He's the participation trophy society.
No, I'm not the participation. I'm older than you, Gil. What are you talking about?
He's not LeBron.
It's not that you don't have to be LeBron.
You don't.
He's part of the 75-year anniversary team. He's one of the greatest 75 players to ever play in the NBA. Of course he deserves a retirement tour. The problem is he did it 5 years too late. That's the problem.
What did he win?
He has multiple first-team All-NBA appearances, Gelb. What are you talking about? He's one of the greatest point guards of all time. He might be number two. There's an argument to be made.
You're not listening. He's second greatest point guard of all time.
It's possible. There's an argument to be made.
Give me an effing break.
You know what?
I've talked to Magic Johnson, and Magic Johnson almost freaked out when I suggested Steph Curry was better than him. Come on, what are we doing?
I gotta tell you. I think
you gotta be John Stockton or Chris Paul.
I think I agree with Gelby here, and I hadn't thought of it through that angle. There are certain players who transcend everything who deserve a farewell tour. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and he got one, right? Magic Johnson would be one of those guys. Kobe would be one of those guys. LeBron would be one of those guys. MJ, of course. Chris Paul? I mean...
Get me wrong. He's an all-time great.
Right, but what are we doing there with the farewell tour? Like, Toronto Raptors fans, like, they can't wait to come out and say farewell to Chris Paul.
But he's not getting the LeBron farewell tour where he's getting standing ovations before and after every game. It's not hoopla. Dirk Nowitzki got the same thing. He announced, hey, this will be my last
year. Dirk won a championship with the Mavs.
Dwayne Wade did the same thing. Hey, this will be my last year. He got the last dance. He even coined it. All Chris Paul, who's in this generation, he's one of the best 10 players to play in my lifetime. He's just telling people, hey, this is my last year, so that people know.
He's telling them several times.
He wants the bouquets thrown at him. Yeah. He wants people to genuflect to him. Here's the bottom line. I'm not taking anything away from Chris Paul. Hall of Famer. I agree with you. All-time great. But can I tell the history of the NBA without Chris Paul? Yes, I can. I can.
It's a great call. That's a great call. That's an argument under right there.
All right, Solana, enough of you. Okay, Solana? Shushu, whatever your name is.
Gelb was shot out of a cannon today.
But you could do that with so many NBA greats.
You cannot tell the story of the NBA without Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You cannot tell it without Magic Johnson. You cannot tell it without Michael Jordan and LeBron. But those are the guys who get farewell tours.
So here's the point. All right, you know, everyone settle down. Let's do a little yoga. Let Lane Kiffin hot yoga. Breathe in, breathe out.
You have another prop? You have another prop over there, Gelby? You had three props already this segment.
No more props. Carrot Top of Sports Radio. I come with facts. The bottom line is here. There are all-time greats, and then there's immortals. The immortals deserve the farewell tour. The immortals are the ones that we need to do a big send-off. Chris Paul's an all-time great. He's not an immortal. That's what I'm saying.
That's fair. That's a fair take.
Yeah, I like Gelb's take.
So what are you yelling about?
I like Gelb's take there. All right, we got to let you go, Gelby. We love you. Man, you got it.
You're gonna be Solana. Stop yelling at me.
You're gonna be all right, Carrot Top. Yeah, man, that guy. What else? Show us one more prop on the way out. Oh, he's gone already. Wow, that was frenetic. I had to catch my breath there.
Holy okay, Solana. I'm giving you a virtual hug.
I'll tell you, he took it to you, Solana.
I don't think he did.
He did.
I don't think he did. He's talking about Chris Paul
like he's Norris Cole. You're talking about him like he's Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, I think he's in that conversation of some of the best players to play since the 2000s.
Well, let's compare rings then. For Dwayne Wade and Chris Paul.
I mean, that's fine. If you want to fall victim to ring culture, then that's on you, Hawk. Solana.
When Randy Moss caught three touchdowns on Jason Allen, I took Jason Allen to the side and hugged him and said, hey, bro, you know, we'll get
Allen
him back
Iverson,
next time.
Allen Iverson we'll got a farewell tour. Vince Carter got a farewell tour.
So did
Nobody
Barkley.
Had a problem with any of those things. And Chris Paul, he has way better career than any of those guys.
Solana, you'll get him next time.
You got Moss.
You'll have another chance.
You got Moss.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm going to flip your chair over if I wasn't in this wheelchair.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.